The Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Coming up next is a sermon from our 2016 Building Dedication Meetings hosted at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, home of Billy Brim Ministries. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how you can get your copy of this anointed series today.
Let's praise the Lord one more time and just thank Him for the opportunity to humbly and respectfully approach the Word of God. What you hold before you has the same accountability in the courts of heaven as if Jesus Christ Himself were to come and stand before us with a message. If we were to see Him, if our eyes were open and we were to see Him in all of His glory, and He had a message, it would not have any more weight than what you hold in your hand.
That's right.
That's it.
Before the court of heaven. The Bible says He magnifies His word even above His name.
Yes.
So with that attitude, as we approach the word, Lord, we are conscious of the fact that it is milk.
Yes.
It is meat.
Yes.
And that it is a mirror that we look to. Trusting the Holy Spirit to change us from one degree of glory to the next.
Yes.
As we approach this Word of God. And we allow the Word to say what it wants to say. With humble faith, Lord, and by an act of our faith, we just take off our religious glasses and put them aside. And as newborn babes, we desire the sincere milk of the Word that we may grow thereby.
Amen.
And we give you the praise and the glory for it. In the name above every name,
yes,
the name
yes.
of HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Are you
yes.
thankful
yes.
for these meetings and another opportunity to come together? I don't know about you, but there is a hunger. Anybody hungry this morning? I know you are. It's the morning crowd that's hungry. So thank you for being hungry. Yes, as Kylie so mentioned before, I received a text from Mother. How many know that the Bible says children obey your parents, that it may be well with you? So she said, I want this. She said, Shelley, I want you to teach on rightly dividing the word of truth. And she said, if you don't, well, she didn't put this in the text, she told me personally, but since we're all friends and family here, I'll give you the personal insight. You know, I've been going with her to Israel for over 30 years. I stopped counting how many times I've gone. I just got back from staying there for a month. The last time I taught on the subject that we're teaching on now was on the Mount of Olives. It took me 2 hours. I was up half the night last night because Mother said, you only have to do it in 1 hour. And I cannot have 2 hours because Chip is going to be right behind me. And I want him, no, Mom, we got to obey Mom, Chip. You were in that text as well. Hallelujah. Don't you love family and how God uses families? All right, are you ready with the word? This is teaching. How many love teaching? I do too. I love preaching. I love teaching. I love it all. But this is teaching. So I'll ask you to go to our foundational scriptures, which are 2 Timothy chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 2, and 1 Corinthians chapter 10. This will be review for some of you. Hallelujah. For those of you who have never heard it before, hallelujah. And we're going to trust the Holy Spirit to bring out what was prayed earlier. Father, things that I've never seen before, I'm going to ask you to show me. And things that the Holy Spirit in you, the teacher in you, will show you things that are beyond my ability. Isn't that wonderful? I just love the Holy Ghost, don't you? How he can cook up a meal on every level. All right, you have 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And this is what we're doing this morning. Study. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing. If you've not already highlighted rightly dividing or underlined it, I encourage you to do it now. Rightly dividing the word of truth. This Bible is the word of truth. But if it can be rightly divided, guess what? It can be wrongly divided. So all false doctrine is a result of wrong division of the word of God. You notice when a Jehovah Witness come knocking on your door, they have the word of truth. They're not preaching from the yellow pages of the phone book. But the problem is they wrongly divide the word of truth. So in these last days, it is imperative what we're doing now, studying to show ourselves approved unto God. It almost shows the fact that our ministry is not approved unto God unless we do study. So here we are, we're making him happy. If our spiritual eyes were open right now, we'd see God smiling. Isn't that wonderful? All right, so we're studying to show ourselves approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. There are some laws, some rules. If you have pen and paper, I encourage you to write these down. If you've listened to Mother, you've probably already written them down. But number one, to rightly divide the word of truth, you must know, number one, you must know who is doing the speaking. For example, we have chapter after chapter of Job's comforters. And they've said a lot. But you know what? At the end of the book of Job, they all got in trouble for what they said. So what's the problem? You can do a scripture out of Job's comforters, write it down because it's a word of truth, put it on your refrigerator, and act like you have to live by that. And that is wrong division because you don't have to live by that. The guy got in trouble for saying it. So to rightly divide the word of truth, number one, you have to know who's doing the speaking. Number two, you have to know to whom that scripture is speaking. It may be to an individual. It may be to a group of people. If it is to a group of people, you need to know 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and we'll begin reading with verse number 32. Do you have it? Say glory. Give none offense. The Shelley translation is, don't tick anybody off. And then it names three groups of people. Notice that these three groups are not Republican, Democrat, and liberals or independents. But these are the three groups that your Heavenly Father sees on the earth today, right now. So what's the first group? Jews. Let's all hold up one finger. Hallelujah, that's one group. So if a group of people come up to you and say, you can let your one rest for a little bit. If they come up to you today and say, you know what, God tried with the Jews, they failed, and so God is through with the Jews, and we are now spiritual Israel. You know what? Watch that. That's wrong division of the word of God. In fact, it's so dangerous. That's what was being taught from the pulpits of Europe when Hitler was able to ride his high horse and say, I'm doing the mind of Christ by getting rid of the Jews. Why did that sweep through Europe? Because behind the pulpit, the majority of the pastors and clergymen did not study to show themselves approved and did not read this scripture because it is offensive to put Jews in ovens. And here it says, give no man offense. Right. So you can see how dangerous that is. I asked the Jehovah Witness person who knocked on my door, what about Israel? Where's their place? Oh, they're through. God's through with them. Red light, red flag. All right, so there's he got, is this the New Testament?
Yeah.
So God sees them right now.
Right.
The Jews, and then what is the second word? What's the second group? The Gentiles. And then this, a better translation is the Goyim, the nations. In the Old Testament, they were just these two groups of people, the Jews or the nations. Then after the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, the third group, the new kid on the block came. And who is this?
The church.
The church. Hallelujah. Anybody members of the body of Christ? The church, which is his body. Hallelujah. I like that translation in the Greek where it calls it the ecclesia, the called out ones. Any Jew from that group or any goyim, the nations, anyone may come and be in this third group, the ecclesia, the called out ones. And God has, in his wonderful, infinite wisdom and knowledge, he has a future for each of the three groups. He has reward for each of the three groups. He has judgment for each of the three groups. And it is a direct violation of rightly dividing the word of God and to put everybody into the church in order that they can be saved. There went a sacred cow. But we're going to prove it from the word of God. There are different kinds. Oh, we're studying to show ourselves approved unto God. Let me give you an example. How many have ever heard of Kenneth E. Hagin, Reverend Kenneth E. Hagin? Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful for his life and ministry? And I went to Rhema way back in 1977 and 78. And it was a small crowd, about 300 students then. And I remember he addressed the students one afternoon by saying, why is it that what Jesus said in the Matthew's gospel concerning marriage and divorce does not seem to line up with what Paul said on the same subject in 1 Corinthians chapter 7? He said, you would think that Jesus and Paul would agree. And you know, we were stumped. That's why we were there. We're Rhema students. We're learning. We want to learn. And he gave the answer. He said, the answer is, who's right? The question is, who's right, Paul or Jesus? And there have been small wars, if maybe not even major wars, fought in denominational circles over this topic of marriage and divorce.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 building dedication at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, the home of Billy Brim Ministries. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. Visit our website archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. Looking for a home church and live in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area? Or just want to visit the home base of Billy Brim Ministries? Come to a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We have services at Sunday at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Visit our website at agloriouschurch.net or give us a call at 918-371-4589. 918-371-4589.